So, hi guys! Just waited for a few people to get on. Wanted to quickly share something with you all. It is a beautiful day here in Ireland. Beautiful, beautiful day. I'm just parking up quickly. Hey guys! Please let me know where you are coming in from. Sorry, I'm just in the car. Just wanted to say hi and jump on quickly. I just have a word in my spirit I wanted to share. Hey Joyce, hello sweetie. I got lots of people watching. Christine West, Liz, Mary, hi guys. Brent, Dolores, Dixie Coleman from Texas. Hey Dixie, all the way from Texas. Hi guys. Look, I just wanted to quickly jump on. Please just share this little video if you feel led to do so, guys. I just really woke up this morning. I had such a burden on my heart for the prophets and just for anybody that is prophetic. Anybody that's standing in the gap prophesying, not just into the political situation that's unfolding in the U.S., but just if you're prophesying into any situation and circumstance in your life. I really had a word this morning that the Lord gave me of encouragement to the prophets and to those that are walking in the prophetic. I had such a burden last night, and I began to pray for so many of the prophets in the nations. And this morning I woke up and Holy Spirit quickened to me Psalms 105 verse 4. And the word says, and the word tested him. Talking about Joseph. And the word tested him. And when the Lord quickened that to me this morning, the Lord just brought Joseph, the story of Joseph, into my spirit, and began to speak to me about just the purification, the process of purification that not just a prophet goes through, but what the word of the prophet goes through. And so I just want to encourage any one of you that have prophesied just anything really, where you are in that process of waiting, you're in a season of waiting for the prophetic word to come to pass. And I just want to encourage you, whenever we get a prophetic word, as prophets, God will always test the prophetic word. He will test the prophet and he will test the prophetic word. When we look at Joseph, in fact, when the Lord began to kind of speak to me about Joseph this morning, it was so encouraging because the Lord just reminded me how Joseph had that powerful dream where he saw the heads of corn bowing down before him, that God was going to take him to the palace and that he was going to be king. And so of course Joseph, in his excitement, he's had this amazing prophetic dream, he's had this incredible visitation and encounter with the Lord, he runs off to share this dream, this vision that he's had with his brothers. And as we know what happens, the brothers of course become incredibly jealous and envious of the dream and think, you know, who do you think you are, Joseph, having a dream like that? And they conspire together to kill him, but they end up selling Joseph into slavery. And we know what happens. Joseph goes into the pit. He's thrown into the dungeon, into the darkness of the pit. And it was in that time where God starts this incredible process in Joseph's life. We see how God begins to put the prophet through a process of purification. And in that place where God is purifying the prophet, he's purifying the word. God is testing the word and the dream and the vision that Joseph has been given. And so we see how Joseph starts to become double-minded. You know, he starts going through this process of purification, and the word and the dream and the vision that Joseph's had starts to go through a process of being refined and purified. And Joseph starts to become double-minded. He starts to become discouraged. He starts to become despairing. He starts to feel forgotten and forsaken by God. And he starts to wonder, was that a pizza dream? Was that a vision that I, you know, was it a figment of my imagination? But we see how Joseph, in the midst of the despairing and the discouragement and even his double-mindedness, God begins to comfort Joseph. And we see how Joseph takes, God takes Joseph through this incredible season of not just purifying the prophet, but God purifies the character of the prophet. God begins to prepare Joseph for the palace. He begins to prepare Joseph for that place of ruling and reigning with authority. And so God literally has to strip Joseph of everything, of self-dependence, self-reliance. God has to strip him of unbelief. God has got to strip him of compromise. God's got to strip Joseph of everything that would cause the word that he wants to give to Joseph to have any type of mixture or impurities in it. So God starts to really purify the heart of Joseph. The prophet starts to be purified. And in the process, so does the dream. The word is purified. The word is tested. And so, guys, I just even for myself, I have just felt such a purifying fire, even coming into my own life in this season. And I believe God is preparing his prophets through this process of what seems a great delay. And guys, remember, delay is not denial. Just because God seems to be delaying, God's timing is perfect in all things. In all things, God is doing something amazing. And I truly believe the prophets that are coming through in this season, that are standing, that are holding the line, that are not becoming distracted, that are not becoming double-minded, that are not becoming despairing, these are the prophets that are going to come through, and they're going to come through as pure gold. God is bringing them through a process of incredible purification. The fires of purification is not just purifying the prophetic vessel, but it's purifying the visions, the dreams, the words, the prophetic proclamations and decrees and declarations that we're making. God is doing a work of purification in this season. So guys, I wanted to just encourage you with that this morning. Psalms 105 verse 4, it says, "And the word tested him." We are in that process where God is testing, he's purifying, and he's bringing the prophet and the prophetic word forth as pure gold. Okay, guys, so just be encouraged. Just keep prophesying. Just keep holding on to that vision, holding on to that dream, holding on to that prophetic word. And whether you're prophesying into anything political or anything like that, you know, whether you're prophesying into a family situation, into a financial situation, into a health situation, just remember Joseph. Remember, God will test the word. He will test the prophet, and he will test the prophetic word. So give God time. Allow God to put that word through a purification process so it can come forth as pure gold. And, you know, God, I just love God's timing. God, he doesn't come early and he doesn't come late. We know the story of Lazarus and how God, again, we just see how Jesus, in a seeming delay, it was a divine setup. God was setting up his friends for a demonstration of not just another miracle of healing the sick, but of raising the dead, of a demonstration of the resurrection power of heaven released upon earth. And so God is doing something incredibly powerful in this season where we just crying out, "Lord, let it come to pass now. Lord, do it now." But let's just yield and submit to the purifying fires of God's glory in this season, guys. I just encourage you to hold the line. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't allow the enemy to distract you with everything that's being said, all the negative reports, all the words of death and destruction, and you know that there's no hope. And we start to begin to partner with double-mindedness and a spirit of despair. And so guys, just hold the line and be encouraged. God is testing the prophets and he's testing the prophetic word in this season. Okay guys, so be encouraged. Let me just say hello to a couple of you. We've got Gail and Suzanne and Annette Smith, James, Alice. Wow guys, you know, just thank you for connecting. Thanks for jumping on. Please just share this little word with somebody that's maybe a prophet that you know, just maybe a prophetic group that you share in. Just encourage, you know, whoever's out there who's prophetic that needs to hear this word, to just allow God to purify the word, because really what's going to come forth is something that has such just such an authority on it. I truly believe that when we as prophets are not just tested in our character, we can then, you know, as God purifies our character, as he purifies and brings forth the word as pure gold, we begin to walk in such an authority in the prophetic. And that's what God is raising up. He is raising up prophets in this next season that are not going to be prophets that are going to be prophesying out of a political spirit or political prejudice or out of our own agendas or false heart motives, that God is actually purifying the vessel so that we can bring forth a word that is pure, it's uncompromised, it's one that carries the authority of heaven upon it. That's what God is doing in the prophets in this season. So God, guys, please be encouraged. You know, just know that God's timing is perfect. And keep prophesying. The Lord says, decree a thing and it shall be established. Decree a thing. And so just because, you know, we can prophesy something and it doesn't come to pass as soon as we've said it, or even the way in which we think that it's going to come to pass, let's trust that God's ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts, but God does everything in his timing. He's not early and he's not late. Okay, guys, lots of love to you all. I'll speak to you soon, and I'm praying for you all. Okay, guys, lots of love. Bye.